Well, hi there. This is R.E. Fuller, the Sojourner, coming to you from the Alpha House, United States of America. We want to welcome those of you who are here and those of you who are listening and will be listening from around the world. We want to especially say hi to those of you in northern India. We know you're there and we know you love to listen to these programs. Also, we want to say hello to my friend Bishop Bishebe in East Africa in Kenya. Also, we want to say hi to some people in Australia, in New Zealand, and our people in Hawaii with the new work that is starting there. So, moving right on then into our program, we are going to be thinking on what's the plan. You know, we all have to have a plan. We all need to be a part of a plan. And so, I'm going to be speaking in this session about what's the plan. The scripture for this is found in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 through 40. And as usual, I will be reading from the New International Version to allow English-speaking people around the world equal understanding of the words used. That's the reason it's called the International Version, so that we can all understand what's being said. You know, in the United States, if I say have a flat, it's a tire. If in London, England, I say I have a flat, it's an apartment. So the International Version solves some of those challenges in English. So, Hebrews 11, 32 through 40. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. So what's the plan? Are you a part of a plan? You know, there's no plan like God's plan. God's plan for those who are in relationship, in the relationship of grace through faith with Him, faith in Jesus the Christ. This is where the real plan for your life comes into play. The truth of the matter is, there is no real plan for anyone but God's plan. The better position, by far, is to be in the plan of grace, in the grace relationship provided by Jesus Christ. One day, you know, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You understand that means every knee, not just the ones who are in Christ, but also those who are not in grace through Christ. You see, believer and non-believer are both affected by God's plan. I encounter people all the time who think that they have their own plan going, that they don't need God's plan, that they don't need what God has to offer, or they don't even believe that God exists. But make no mistake, my friend, God has a plan, and you will be in one part of that plan, or you will find yourself outside that plan. But your knee will bow, and your tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So it's important, if this is the case, for us to know what is God's plan. There's only one way to know God's plan. You must allow the mysteries of God's plan to be revealed to you. You see, you can't just pick up on it It must be done by revelation, because the things of God are foolishness to those who do not believe. They cannot be understood. They are mysteries beyond the comprehension of the mind. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned, not mentally, intellectually discerned. The Word of God is like a two-edged sword that separates spirit from soul, soul being your mind. And so you must have your mind renewed and your soul in tune with, or your spirit in tune with God, to understand the mysteries that are revealed in God's Word and His revelation. Most people have been deceived into thinking the Roman roadmap is the is really totally the plan of God, and beyond that there is nothing, and that's a mistake. You know, don't misunderstand me here. The Roman roadmap is a portion of God's plan, but it is not the whole plan. Yes, it is the plan of salvation, but there is so much more in a relationship with God than the event of salvation, not to put it down. We're talking people become new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away and all things become new. The Roman roadmap is a great way to explain and assist someone to find salvation, healing, and deliverance in Jesus Christ. But what about after that? You see, after that, then, we will be actively, those of us who have accepted Christ, will be actively participating in God's plan. And we're participating voluntarily in God's plan. And it is much superior to participating by bowing your knee and confessing Jesus Christ is Lord as a part of the vanquished foes of God. We hear much about the need to be saved by the Savior, but we hear little about being subjects of a risen Lord. It is easy to feel secure in Christ as a person who will save me someday, but much more involved to serve and be in subjection to the Lord. I often hear people say how much they love Jesus and how much they love singing songs of praise to Him, but I hear little about the secrets of God that were revealed to them while studying Scripture or during times of prayer. You know, I hear many people say that they love praise and worship so much, and these are the praise and worship songs they enjoy, and they want to go someplace where there is beautiful praise and worship because they get so much out of praise and worship. My friend, let's think about something for a moment. Praise and worship is not about pleasing you and I. Praise and worship is something given to God. Does it please Him? Not are we happy with it, but is He happy with it? Is he pleased with it? That's what is the important thing. That is so important for people to understand. It is about service to God. It's about being there with Christ, letting Him, through His Holy Spirit, talk to us and reveal things to us. You know, it seems as though many people want a one-sided covenant, which is not a covenant at all, where God does it all and they remain Lord of their own lives. Lord of their own lives. And they go, thank you very much, but I'll be Lord of my own life. There are times I think people need more help being protected from themselves than protected from Satan. You know, people say, well, the devil made me do this, or this made me do this. Understand, we have choices that we make as well. These people have words of confession in Christ and believers of rebellion. You see, they are actually believers in rebellion. If they're still going to run their own life, if they're still going to say what terms they're going to serve on, what terms they're going to be relating on, who are they kidding? Sadly, themselves. It is like they are saying any plan for this life but God's plan. The only God's plan for the hereafter. Thank you very much. I'll just take it when I go on to my reward, but I don't want to be bothered with God's plan now. Even though they say, oh, yes, I'm saved. Oh, yes, I'm a part of the body of Christ. I'm in the church. I'm in a congregation. Whatever they may say. What they say is, I'm in charge now, but when I die, I want all the benefits of God's wonderful plan. My friends, that's not a covenant. That's rebellion. We must be in covenant with God. We must do what He expects of us, and He will do what we obviously can expect of Him, because He's made promises to us, and He is not a man that He should lie. We must learn to rest in God. You know, Jesus is our Sabbath. Sabbath is a rest, and Jesus is our Sabbath. The Scripture tells us that. It is important to note that there is rest in God's plan, because it is the only real plan and will meet every need you and I will ever have now and in eternity. So what must we do in His plan? Well, part of His plan is we need the harvest in His plan. When most people think of harvesting in the kingdom, God's plan of blessing, they think of building God's kingdom through evangelism. Now, evangelism is a huge part of functioning in the kingdom harvesting, but they are blessed also to receive a harvest by being in the kingdom of God's riches in glory. You see, when in a little bit I'll pray a blessing on you, and when I pray that blessing, I will say the word, the blessing of our Lord on you. I will not say the blessings of our Lord on you, because in the blessing of the Lord are contained many blessings, too numerous to name, number, count, or even conceive of, because He has more for us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, than we can ever conceive of in our own minds. We must follow Him, and by revelation, He'll help us understand that. But we must be in His plan. What's the plan? What's your plan? Is your plan God's plan? Is your plan to be in God's plan? How's your planning going? Where are you? You see, we're halfway through a year now. How's your plan going this year? Or do you need to step back into God's plan and let Him finish the year out for you His way? I will tell you, when God's in the plan, life is in the plan. Not only eternal life, but life right here, a blessed life, a life within the kingdom of the blessing. So which part will you play? We all must make choices as to which plan we will participate in while we are alive and remain here. So what's your choice? You may say, I have already chosen Jesus, but did you want a Savior without a Lord? The Lord? Is that what you wanted, to be your Lord, or did you want the Lord? Jesus is Lord, and He is either Lord of all, or He is Lord of nothing. Please, cast your crown now, your personal crown of your life that you think is so important. Cast that crown now, so that He can give you the crown of life one day, and you will receive all that He has for you in the kingdom of the blessing, in the here and now. And then one day you get the crown of life as well. You want to read about the crown of life? Read the book of the Revelation of John. You'll learn about the crown of life there. Ask Him, when you sit down with the Scripture, you pray. You pray to the Father in Jesus' name to reveal the mysteries of that Scripture to you. And He'll do it. He will do it. If you have given yourself to Him, if you have realized you can't get yourself through this life, but He can. Oh, you might crawl through it, but you'll never be all that you could have been if you're outside of God's plan. He's the one who made you in His image, because He has and had at that time and still does have a plan for you. So what's the plan? God's plan or your plan? My friend, I hope it's God's plan. Now, if you've never accepted Christ, then why don't you just do it now? Come on, right now, just pray with me. Heavenly Father, I want Jesus to come into my life, to fill my heart, to be my Lord and my Savior, and I will serve Him all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, you're in the family. Welcome to the family of God. Now you say, you may have some more questions. Well, that's fine. You contact me. You can contact me by phone in the United States on a toll-free number, 800-391-6944. Or you can contact me by email the Sojourner at sojournershub.org. Now, let me spell Sojourner for you. Sojourner is spelled S-O-J-O-U-R-N-E-R. So email me at thesojourner@sojournershub.org. Oh, but there's yet another way you can reach me. You can reach me through Skype on the Internet, and that is the Sojourner 3734. That's over Skype, the Sojourner 3734. We'll be happy you contact us. We'll be happy to work with you. We'll be happy to send you information. We'll be happy to do anything we can to get you started off and to continue in your walk with Christ. If you have accepted Christ, but you say, I've sort of fallen by the wayside, I'm just not all I could have been, I've lost my initial excitement and fire, then you pray that prayer too. You come back to the Lord, draw near to Him, and He will draw near to you. Use those same addresses on the phone or on the Internet to contact me. Go to our site, sojournershub.org. Browse through there. There are literally hundreds of teachings that you can read and you can listen to over these recordings right there. We have many people that go on and they actually download every single teaching, literally for years back. They download the printed material and they download the audio material, because they're hungry and thirsty to learn about the Lord. And we're happy that we have that there, that we can do that to help you. But if you need help in addition to that, feel free to contact us. We would love to hear from you. Well, my friend, that's going to bring to an end this particular time together. And so with this blessing on you, this will end the broadcast. And the blessing of our Lord on you, and all that is yours by blood, adoption, or assignment, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.